time to tell the name. The Charlie S. Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Not Charlie Evers today, but Scott Spears sitting in for the one and only broadcasting icon here in Marion, Charlie Evers, while he recuperates. We all, though, might be hearing from Charlie this hour, like we did yesterday. He's going to do call-ins until he's feeling 100% again to come in with us, so we might be hearing from Charlie before the hour is up. So... Okay, you know what? Here's what was going on there. I'm going to fill you in on this. What was just happening was I was reading a message. Because, you know, we're in a new radio age where I do keep the computer up here to my side so I can read Facebook and email and things like that. And I was reading that somebody was listening to the Charlie Evers song. But this is something I'm going to take about 12 minutes here and talk about something, because I think we have Charlie coming up at the end of the program, and we're also going to do not a prank call, but we're going to do a call and see what happens at 12:30, so or 11:30. So stay tuned for that. But here's the deal. As many of you know, for a long time on this station, late last year, probably more than any other time, but I used to have somebody on quite a bit and used to talk about somebody quite a bit. And it was really the first person, to be honest with you, that I remember talking about a lot on the air before they had ever been on air. And the reason for that was I was making communication with them over the internet, because we would talk just about every morning on the internet, and it was always a lot of fun. And I'm bringing this up because this was the person who I used to get into the arguments about bacon with, which were always fun arguments to have, and she always liked to prove me wrong, and we just had a really good relationship that way. And I used to talk about her on the air, and it was a lot of fun. And she called in on my birthday. I was so impressed with that. She went to Nashville with me. You know, we had a long-term friendship and a long-term relationship here on this station, and I know a lot of people listen to that show from Nashville. And I haven't talked about her for, like, 2 months now, because really, after the birthday, there really wasn't much to say. And, you know, sometimes friendships just, I don't know, or relationships, whatever they are, they don't get bad. It's just sometimes you're not as close as maybe you once were. But people have asked, a lot of people asked over Christmas about this person, and they still do ask. So I thought I would talk about it here for about 12 minutes this morning, because that's who I'm talking with right now on the internet, as I always used to. So it's kind of like old days this morning, kind of how it used to be, and I know she's out there listening, which is very cool. And that's Bailey Hunt, Bales, who I think is one of the coolest people. Now, here's what I want to tell you about Bales, because this is important. Radio is interesting, because a lot of people go to school to be on the radio, and that's great, and I think it's great if you do go to school to be on the radio, and some people don't. I did not. I don't think Charlie did. But it's very rare to be able to do this. I think it takes a special person to be able to do this, I guess is what I'm saying. Not that that's, you know, it's just, I think for somebody to come in and be somewhat entertaining, somewhat personality, it takes something. And I think it's harder and harder in life to come up with a really unique personality, because we're all on our phones all the time. We're all alone. We're not paying attention to each other. And I'm thinking during this pandemic of people who were and are a lot of fun. And I think we need to say nice things about people instead of the bad. And in this relationship, there really is no bad. So what I wanted to say about Bales was that, you know, she came in here, and I was so impressed the first time that she came in. And I think the people listening, I think you, the listeners, and the people who do shows on this station, were all so impressed with how good she was the first time she came in and did what she did. And I have continued to be impressed with her ever since that moment. A matter of fact, I honestly have been impressed with her since the moment I met her. We have had so much fun. I can't tell you the amount of fun I've crammed in with her over a very short period of time. We have just had fun. We have laughed. We have talked. We have just really, we went to Nashville. It just has been a really, really fun relationship. And because I haven't talked about her in a long time, and I know a lot of people wondered what happened to her, nothing is wrong. She's still out there. She's still as talented as ever. She's still as smart as ever. She's still as interesting as ever. And, you know, I'm sure at some point, other than over the internet, you might hear her again one day. But she just is one of those unique people. And I do like to say nice things. You know, yesterday I said nice things about Charlie. Obviously, Martha is the queen of dance. I like to say nice things about Martha. There are just certain people who I think need to be put on a pedestal. And in my case, Bailey has always been one of those people. And I do. It is my favorite name, and that's no joke. I love that name. I love the name Bailey. So I guess what I'm saying here in this 12 minutes is, and I think you should do this yourself, because right now, you know, this whole thing, we're alone together. Well, you know what? You can do this too. I'm doing it over the radio, but you could call somebody up on the telephone and just tell them why it's important that they're in your life, why you like them, why it's been important that they're there, you know, they're there. And in her particular case, the reason is because she has an entire ability to change the situation. We just get along so well 99% of the time. We have done things together that to most people would be absolutely boring. But with her, it's a good time. And it has nothing to do with me. Trust me, I'm a boring time. I am not that much fun. She makes it more fun. She's incredibly creative, incredibly business sense. She has a great business sense, and she can pick herself up and go forward, and I don't know if I've ever been as proud of anybody as I am of her for how she conducts her life. And without getting into her personal life, you know, some people get knocked down and they don't get back up. And if they get back up, they get up with a bitter attitude. And she's just not that way. So for all of those reasons, she's great. And I hope that in your life, you have a Bales that you can go to and just laugh and enjoy. And you know that the word special and the word, it's kind of hard to describe, but you know that the word special and irreplaceable and unique were absolutely created for that person. And Bailey is that unique, special, all the words you can think of. So in the next 4 minutes, I know that, you know, she just made my life better. And my life's pretty good, to be honest with you. I have a pretty good life. But she certainly has made it better. I hope that she knows that. And I want you to do this. I want you to find your friend today and call them and tell them why they're important, because that's what I'm doing right now. This isn't a phone call, but I know she's listening, and I would tell her this in person. So it's kind of important to do that, because she is talent to the definition. And if you met her, you would know it. And for all those reasons, you've got to love having somebody like that in your life. And one of the things that is most special to me about her, and, you know, it's something most people wouldn't pick up on, but she is so unaware of exactly how important she is. I've never seen somebody so unaware. But you know why she's unaware? Because she's modest. And she does not have a chip on her shoulder. And I just hope that everybody else in her life understands what I understand. Because the first time I met her, I knew that she was all these things. It took me about 10 seconds to figure it out, because it just emanated from her. So for all those reasons, I am lucky to have her around. I'm so lucky she came around, and I know you all have friends like this too. So take this time during the pandemic to call them up and tell them why they're important. And, you know, I know I don't normally get this personal, and I normally don't get this sentimental on the air, but you know, if you've listened to this program, I did this with her back in the fall. I haven't done it for a long time, and it's high time, and you know what? I might do it more often, because whether it's disagreeing with her about bacon at Wendy's, or talking about her name being my favorite name of all time, or doing something fun with her over the weekend, or during the week, or whatever it is, there is never a bad moment in my mind. So I want her to know that. I want her to know the word special was created for her, and she brings a lot to my life, which is already good, but only half as good as when she is in it. So for all those reasons, in the last 30 seconds I have here before we go to break, I want her to know that she just is a classic. What a person. And I don't ever want her to feel any less. So, Bales, you're great. We're coming up on a break here in about 20 seconds. And then we're going to do not a prank phone call. We're going to do a phone call. But like I say, call your friends. Tell them why they matter. Tell them why they make you feel better. And I hope you are half as lucky as I am. How can you not love somebody like that? Love you, Bales. Hope you enjoyed this. Be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is gonna help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And we're back here on WWGH Radio. Now comes the really odd. Now, as you know, we had Michelle on earlier on, who is the proprietor of Stewart's Root Beer here in town. Now, she gave us permission to call over there, and I don't know who we're going to get on the line. Okay, so this this could be a complete success or this could be a complete disaster. Now, you got to remember, it's like 31 minutes past 11 o'clock, so it could be busy over there right now, and they don't know that I'm calling unless Michelle answers the phone, which I highly doubt that she will. So, here we go. We're going to give this a shot, calling Stewart's and seeing who's going to answer the phone and how this goes. All right, fasten your safety belts. Here we go. Turn on the phone. Let's see what we... Oop, did we get the phone on? I think we got the phone. There we go. Now we got a dial tone. Here we go. Okay, remember, we're calling Stewart's Root Beer, and we have permission from the owner.
Stewart.
Yes, this is Scott Spears from WWGH Radio. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hi, do you do carry-out orders there?
Yes.
All right. I have a kind of a big order to place. Can you guys do really big orders?
Yes.
Okay. Are you busy right now? I don't want to take up your time.
No.
Okay. I'll tell you, what I would like is, you guys have the shredded chicken sandwiches, right?
Yes.
Okay. What I would like is 57 shredded chicken sandwiches.
Okay, hold on.
Okay.
You want 57 shredded chicken sandwiches? It's on the radio. You take it.
Uh-oh. We might be in trouble here. 57. Is that what you guys wanted? 57 shredded chicken sandwiches? Okay.
57 shredded chicken.
A lot of conjecture.
Hello, did you want 57 shredded chicken?
57. We're having a big party here at the radio station today. We're all standing 6 feet apart, but, you know, we're going to get together and we need 57. Is that possible?
Is it just 57 shredded chicken, or would you like anything else as well?
Oh, no, we need some other things. What's the best side there? I haven't been there in quite a while. What goes well with a shredded chicken sandwich?
Just give me 1 second, and I'll just make sure we can make that many.
Oh, okay. Is it... Oh, we're going down the path here, folks. I think we're causing a T-bone over at
Hello.
The... Yes? Did we cause panic over there?
I said 57? I go, is that a prank? And he's like, no. And I go, I said, where are they from? The radio station?
I think I caused panic over there.
You did. I was like, 57? I'd have to get him a deal.
Now, what would the deal be on a 57 shredded chicken sandwiches?
I'm not sure. I said, I was like, well, I would have to figure it out and, like, obviously, I wouldn't charge the same amount per sandwich. I would figure out a better price for 57.
Whoever that was on the phone, I asked them what was the best thing with a shredded chicken sandwich, and they had to leave the phone.
That's funny.
Now, what is the best side with a shredded chicken, in your opinion?
Side with a shredded chicken?
Yeah.
Fries. Fries is the best side.
Fries. Now, is that with cheese or ketchup?
Ketchup all the way.
So you guys, you busy over there yet today?
Yeah, we just had literally like, that's why I was like 8 cars just pulled in all at once.
Oh, so you got a thing going on over there right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, and then he's like 57, and I thought 57's a weird
I told him we were going to stand 6 feet apart and eat these 57 chicken sandwiches.
Oh my God, you really pranked us. That's good for him.
Well, have fun and keep busy.
Did you hear me ask if it was a prank? Call?
Well, I did, and I thought the first girl who got on the line, she had to ask the second person, and then the second person got on the line to double-check that it was 57, and then they had to check with somebody else. So it was an interesting sequence of events.
That's funny. Feel free to prank us anytime, because that's fun.
That's fun. Thanks,
right.
Michelle. Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Well, there you go. There was the call to Stewart's. Now, see, it's fun to do stuff like that, and they knew that the call was coming, so... No big worries there. But, you know, yeah, cheese and ketchup. Well, now, see, here's the interesting thing. Like I told you, I'm talking to Bailey online, and she said cheese and ketchup. So if she's getting a shredded chicken sandwich, she's going to have cheese and ketchup on her fries. Now, I wonder how you do that. I wouldn't think you'd want to mix them. Would you want to mix them? I don't know. You can't do that with cheese and ketchup. You don't want to stir up cheese and ketchup in your, like, your curly fries. I don't know. You know, I did not know till recently that a lot of those places bring you the salt, and you have to apply your own salt. That's kind of interesting. I was unaware of that. But I would not think that you'd want to put cheese and ketchup on your fries. Does anybody out there eat cheese and ketchup on their fries together? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Apparently, that is what Bailey does. So let's see. Go ahead, caller.
Are you still there?
Are you still listening, Martha?
Well, I'm down here near your grandfather's room.
Oh, how's that going?
You know, they got him in another room.
Yeah, I heard that they moved him.
It's right across the hall from me. You know what I'm getting ready to do, Mr. Wonderful?
What's that?
I'm taking your radio, my red and black radio, and I'm bringing it down here, and I'm going to plug it in, and I'm going to shut the TV off and listen to WGH radio.
Oh, very nice, Martha. Well, thank you.
I want people to listen to you.
Well, thank you, Martha. Let me know how it's going once you get it plugged in. Thank you, Martha.
When are you leaving? When are you getting off the air?
1 o'clock, so I'll be on for another hour and a half.
You will?
I will.
If Charlie's listening, tell him that I'm praying the rosary. And you know I like cats.
I do.
And I am Catholic, but I don't say cats. Lick. I say cat liquor.
Thank Martha, thank you. Hook that radio up and let us know how it goes.
All right, bye-bye. I'll do it. Bye-bye.
Ah, the one and only queen of dance, Martha Douse, again. What a day we're having here. Now, here's the interesting thing. We just got an update on the cheese and ketchup on the curly fries. Apparently what you do, according to Bailey on this one, is you take the cheese and you put them on the fork and then you dip them in the ketchup. So I guess you do put the cheese on the fry and then dip it in the ketchup. I've never done that. I don't know if that would be good or not. I mean, I like ketchup and I like cheese. So I like fries. I just don't know if that concoction would go good together. Has anybody else ever eaten their fries like that? Let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Has anybody else ever done their fries in that particular way? Cheese and ketchup. I have never done that. But you know, I guess on a cheeseburger, I've put ketchup on a cheeseburger. So it would be kind of similar, but usually the cheese that they put on French fries is that kind of runny cheese. And I don't know if that melted runny cheese would go as well with the ketchup. But at this point, I'll take Bailey's opinion on that one. You're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, and I do really implore you today, try to have some fun and do something productive in this time where I know a lot of people are getting bored and a lot of people are getting kind of stir-crazy and anxious and things of that nature. Call somebody up. Tell them why they're important. Just talk to them on the phone like you would talk to them in normal life. It really can, I think, make you feel better and make the other person feel better. And these little things are things that we've got to do to get through the next month until we get to the beginning of May, and then we'll see what happens in the beginning of May. But I really think that we've got to come up with things to do that are out of the ordinary. This is what I'm talking about tomorrow. Maybe I'll get up and go to Wendy's for breakfast, and then maybe I'll go downtown and look at the peach blossom trees, and maybe I'll go to Dairy Queen and get a Blizzard, which I don't normally do. But you know what? We're in different times, so maybe that's something I'll do tomorrow. You know, I think what this whole thing has done is slowed life down a little bit, and that's okay. Because if you can spend it with people who mean something, or you have fun with, and obviously 6 feet away and in a group less than 10, you know, don't break the rules. But if you can do that, I think everybody's going to get through this just fine. Because the whole point is to get through it together, but medically safe. And that's important. So as long as we do that, I think we'll be fine. And you know, we all go to the grocery store, so we're all running into strangers anyway. I think the point is, just don't have groups that meet larger than 10. And you know what? I guess in certain ways you do have to meet at people's houses now because most everything else is closed. But you know what? Invite somebody over to the house if they're not sick. You know, I think this is possible. This is doable. Do something fun. Have some fun. Enjoy yourself. You never know until you try, and a lot of people right now are cooped up. Now, if I was a senior citizen, I would think twice about it because younger people carry more germs, and you know that could be a problem for a senior citizen. But if you're not, if you're a senior citizen, call somebody on the phone. Just pick up the phone. I'm learning now from Bailey. See, this is my communication with one of my friends. I'm learning from Bailey that she hasn't been to Stewart's in a while. So there might be a trip coming up here soon, and I can report back to you where we go to Stewart's, which you have to eat in the car at Stewart's at this point, I think, and get some shredded chicken sandwiches and some curly fries with cheese and ketchup. Now, apparently, you put the cheese on the curly fries, and then you put the ketchup, you dip them in the ketchup. Which, that could be a lot of fun. You know, there's an interesting thing to do. Maybe people will go to Stewart's tonight. Maybe people will go to Dairy Queen tonight. Maybe people will do those things. You know, it's fun. Do things you haven't done in a while. Enjoy yourself. And enjoy the people who are around you. This is life. Life is still going on, and we're all going to be fine. That's the key. And I think things are starting to look up in a lot of ways. So just the message today, tell people why they're important. Call them, tell them you have the time. In life, sometimes we get busy, and we don't take the time to do that. This is a good time to put that on the top of your list. Don't wait for the funeral. Don't wait for the retirement party. Do it now. Scott Spears filling in for Charlie Evers. We're going to break. Coming back in about 1 minute. Don't you dare go, Charlie. Anywhere. Rumor has it, 1 year Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day, and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions, don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
46 minutes past the hour on this Good Friday, April the 10th, 2020. You're tuned into the Charlie Evers Show. Scott Spears sitting in for Charlie. And as Charlie said on Wednesday, he came in. He'd been off for about 3 weeks. And, you know, he's just not feeling totally up to par right now. But he'll come in when he feels light coming in. And this seat will always be here for him. And this music and time slot will always be here for him. But until Charlie feels up to par coming in, it's great to hear from him via telephone, and that's what we're going to do right now for the rest of the program today. We're going to check in with Charlie, as this is his show. Charlie, how is life at home?
Well, it's comfortable. I'm always in my easy chair. And I just talked to Dave Aiken. You know, Dave, poor guy, he's been suffering from various ailments, and we kind of compared notes. And we both want to do things that we can't get out and do.
How's Dave doing?
Scott, you're lucky.
Well, you know, it's an interesting time to be out and about during this, because I come downtown and there's no cars down here.
Yeah, well, that's right. Is the heart failure clinic closed?
You know, they're open this morning, but on a Friday, when I pulled into the parking lot this morning at about 7:45, and they're already open at that point, there wasn't a single car in their parking lot.
Wow. Amazing. People are getting better. Or they're being cautious.
Well, Charlie, have you had one of these things that are going on now where you have a doctor's appointment over the telephone?
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, what do you make of that? That's something I've never seen before.
Yeah, that's a new system they've got, to where they email you and say, don't forget, you've got an appointment with blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I dread seeing those. I've had enough appointments. Oh, my.
You know, Charlie, you've been through a lot of history in 85 years. When this whole pandemic thing started the first week, did you ever think it would turn into this?
No, I never thought, you know, hearing about the initial thing in China, I never dreamed that the United States would be in a state of, you know what? Wow. And here's what I miss, Scott. I miss going to my favorite greenhouse and picking out groups of flowers and cucumber plants. I haven't been able to do that.
It's getting to be that. Is this the time of year, if you're doing a garden, you want to plant?
Yeah, oh, yes, yes. And my neighbors up the way, Rick Lyons and his wife, sent me a get-well card with a packet of forget-me-not flowers seeds. And so I'll get out and plant those. If I don't fall on my face. Oh, my.
You know, a lot of people were listening the other day, Charlie, when you were on and talked about how you were going to be, you'd come in when you felt like it, and when you didn't feel like it, you wouldn't. Kind of give people an update on what's going on, because somebody called this morning and asked if you had the coronavirus. I said, no, it's not the coronavirus.
No, not at all. I haven't been out of the house, I don't know, in a couple of weeks. But, I have no energy. And me and Dave Aiken both the same way. Neither one of us have any energy. And this is the time of year I need to get out and grease my garden tractor and change oil and all this. You know, I need to do some work on my other older car. And, oh, well. Life goes on regardless.
Now that you've been home more, probably than you ever have been in your whole life, what are you finding keeps you busy at home?
Nothing. Going from the kitchen to another room and back here to the living room. But I have my wife fixes a Jell-O quite often, and that is so good. Then I drink Ensure, or the equivalent of it, and I don't have an appetite. I still eat a little bit of sushi, but not like I was. And I'm down to 155 pounds and never been there in years and years.
Now, when did this whole thing start, Charlie? It hasn't been that long, has it?
No, it started right after I fell.
Yeah, right. You fell down coming into work here one day, and after that,
right.
It was kind of just a loss of energy.
Yeah, and now, old-timer skin, as you could call it, that's pretty well healed now. Thank goodness. I kept a mask. How on earth can you grow new skin? But you can.
And
oh, my.
And you didn't break anything when you fell down.
No, but hey, I'm detecting a bone in my wrist sticks up. I bet I injured that bone. I just noticed that in the last couple of days.
Did any of the doctors ever check that out?
I never went to a doctor to check it out. Because that would have been another appointment, you know, or two.
Well, you might want to get that checked out, Charlie. Maybe that's part of the problem.
Well, it could be. I don't know. Boy, I got to get some energy. I need that, you know. I need some gunpowder. Oh, I want to get outside so much and get some things done. Boy.
You know, April is such an interesting time. Now, what is your family going to do this year now under this coronavirus for Easter?
I think we're going to get some meat brought in to us by my son-in-law. He's the greatest guy, Tim Rossman. He takes care of me. Well, my wife does, too. But, you know, when things happen, you know, mechanically around the house, first thing I do is call Tim.
So this year won't be the big get-together that it normally is.
Oh, no. No, it sure won't. First time in, well, we've been married 45 years. First time we won't have a big get-together. We've had a get-together every year with my son-in-law, his family. All of us would get together, but not this year.
Isn't it something what... I mean, anybody alive right now does not remember the Spanish flu of 1918. Who would have ever thought that we would not be able to leave the house, that everybody'd be wearing a mask in the grocery store, that you couldn't be able to go into a restaurant and sit down? And it's happening all over the U.S. It's not just in one state. It's everywhere.
Now, when I worked at the cemetery, I purposely did an inventory of people that died in 1918. And by George, there were a lot of people, 28 people, I think, I could pretty well figure out had died of the flu. So we got a while to meet that goal, but it looks like we might meet it.
Well, it's interesting here in Marion. I was talking to somebody this morning. You know, we have, I think right now, over 30 cases. But nobody has died in Marion County yet, which is good, but who knows by the end of it where we'll be.
Yeah, that's for sure. My daughter, Angie, that works in the health, in a health facility, she is worried, you know, because she has to handle a lot of different patients. And I guess I'd be scared, too.
Well, it's interesting to me that everybody has sort of conformed. Sometimes it's hard to get people to conform, but I guess fear is a good motivator.
Well, yes, exactly, yeah. Boy, and what else? Yeah, it's such a weird time. The fact that, you know, you don't want to go out. There's hardly any traffic going by. And I see on the internet they're going to close the intersection just east of us, 746 and 95. They're going to make a modern intersection out of it. So many people have been killed there. And so that will eliminate traffic going by the house. Wow.
You, You know, Charlie, I was thinking the other day, and you obviously, your entire life have been interested in history, and we're not through this yet, but, you know, 100 years from now, how do you think people are going to look back on this time?
Well, I wonder. It depends on what era. Like, the people, no one remembers the flu epidemic of 1918. And I often wonder what Harding had to say about that, you know, and his wife, mainly his wife Florence. How did she campaign for women's rights? I don't see her pictured in any of the women's rights groups.
You know, you're right about that. Now, I do know she was the first woman who was able to vote for her husband for president.
Right.
But I don't... Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if she was suffragette, is that what they called them?
I think, yeah, suffragettes, yeah.
Yeah.
Not knowing what a jet was.
She may not have been out there on the front lines, but knowing how she kind of ran her husband, I think she was probably for women's rights.
Well, that's what I understand, that he wasn't exactly in favor of women's rights, but she was the spark plug behind him to okay it.
You know, it's interesting, during the last election, presidential election we had, and obviously when she was first lady, people were always on Hillary Clinton, and we've talked a lot about her here, but boy, Florence Harding was very similar in her day.
Yes. Now, it's interesting, too. I've watched a lot of different history shows and different things, and I keep wondering, what was Harding doing at that time? There were all kinds of, well, the Ku Klux Klan, you know, they marched within a block or two of his home during his front porch campaigns.
Also, you know, we've got this, it's kind of went by the wayside during this coronavirus, but this bicentennial, Harding was around during Marion's bicentennial, but yet, did he do anything? Did he come back here?
Yes, he did. He came back in 1922 to the college, well, not the grandstand at the fairgrounds, and brought with him General Pershing. And Pershing, kind of a short little guy, gave a speech. Not Harding, but Pershing.
So no,
and that celebrated 1922, the 100 years, supposedly.
The real bicentennial, 22, right?
Well, apparently, I don't know. It's still maybe a controversy.
It's up for grabs, I guess. I wonder how many celebrations that the bicentennial committee had planned are not happening because of this right now.
Well, probably all of them.
Yeah,
every township is going to have an ice cream social or something like that.
I don't think that would be a good idea right now.
Yeah. Hey, I watched a documentary yesterday on the Roosevelts. Teddy Roosevelt. Boy, what a guy.
He was a go-getter.
He was the Trump of the early 1900s. he told them which direction to go if he didn't like it.
He was the trust buster. He could break up a lot of things.
Oh, yeah, my land. Amazing.
Charlie.
But I see it's 12 noon.
It's 12 noon. Charlie, it's so good to hear from you. Keep calling in and have a great Easter.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. The legendary Charlie Evers, who will be calling in. He's going to stay in touch until he's back to 100% and able to come in the studio. We're going to take a 10-minute break. Come back. Stay tuned.
Vacation, but they got lost out in the woods. The nights grew dark and lonely, and at last all of their food ran out except a piece of bologna. No one of them said, as he picked, there's no use in his car, for if we do, there won't be enough to keep us all from starving. So I suggest we go.